Kina that we recite. It's Kina number 7 in the new edition of Kinos that was just published by the Orthodox Union, Kinos Mesoras HaRav, with the Rav's commentary on the various Kinos. Was one composed by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, of course, was the master Paitan, master composer of Piyutim, of Kinos. It's considered, according to Rav Soloveitchik, one of the Baalei HaMesora, one of the great giants, Chachamim, who transmitted the chain of Torah tradition. It's quoted by the Baalei Tosfot with respect to halachic positions. He was considered somebody who was an authority with respect to our Mesorah in halachic and hashkafic matters. When he lived, it's a subject of debate. Some say he was Rabbi Elazar Horkinus, Tana. The Rav derived from various passages that it appears that he makes reference to being in a state of galus after the Churban HaBayis for 900 years, that it seems likely that perhaps he lived more closer to around the 10th century. Whenever it was, he was somebody who could be relied upon to pen the very delicate words that need to be phrased in order to reflect a mood of desolation in a spirit of appropriate Yirah Shemayim. In a number of his kinos, he drew from the wording of Eicha, of the special dispensation and permission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yirmiyahu, that even though normally we're not supposed to simply cry out, how could such a thing befall us? We're not supposed to complain so much about our status in life. Nonetheless, permission was given on this occasion of the Churban HaBayis to say, Eicha, how can it be? How can such terrible things be? And this particular kina surrounds itself around the word Eicha, around the theme of how can it be that such horrible things befell us? And then transitions from that statement to a secondary allusion to times of greater grandeur and splendor, to times that things go much better. Eicha atzta v'yapcha, how could you rush your wrath? V'lo zacharta v'rispen ha-besarim she-birata l'vchunecha, not remember your bris, your covenant with Avraham Avinu that was supposed to implant us in Eretz Yisrael for all eternity. And there is this constant contrast in an acrostic from Aleph to Tov, in a contrast between how could such terrible things befall us and can't you remember? How could please remember all the wonderful things that used to be, the wonderful relationship that we used to have. And the Rav points out that the very final line of this kina, which is an allusion to the pasuk at the beginning of Parakeh of Megillas Eicha, Zechor Hashem Mehayolanu, remember what came upon us, is a reference not merely to what came upon us as Bnei Yisrael, but Zechor Hashem, remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, what came on us together. Because everything that befalls Klal Yisrael is something which is Imon Ochi Vitzara, includes the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. When we are in Galus, we say Melech Asor Bar Hatim. It is considered as if Kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu is in Galus as well. This is alluded to in the Torah, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shivuscha. Rashi on that pasuk in Devarim Perek Lamed says that this, it doesn't say Beheshiv, it says Shav, because Hashem is with us in Galus, and we hope that, and we look forward to a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming back with us at a time of Geula. But what's interesting is that while most commentators seize upon this phrase at the end of each stanza, Zechor Hashem Mehayolanu, as a meaning which reflects, remember what befell us, all the terrible things which befell us. The pasuk continues, Habitu Reyes Chepaseinu, take a look and view our terrible shame. It seems to me that Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is referring to a different interpretation, perhaps, of this pasuk in the context of this particular kina. And that is, in this contrast between our mourning over what has befallen us and our recollection of what existed in times past, This appears to be a reference to Zechor Hashem Meha Yalanu, remember what it is that we once had. And indeed, if you look at the commentary of the Alshich to the beginning of Perikei of Megillas Eicha, this is exactly his interpretation. Says Hein Emes Kimargula Befume Dekol Bnei Adam. It's well known by all people. Ki Eino Domet Sar HaOni Hashemayim Mimav Miyamav Loma Osher. You cannot compare the distress of a poor person who never knew what it was to be rich. La Asher Gadol Uva Ad Kikar Lechem, to somebody who was once extremely resplendent in wealth, who then suffers a downfall and becomes impoverished and becomes humiliated when people see the difference in their station from what once was to what is the reality now. Ach, Zechor Hashem HaYolana Bisman Machuseinu, and therefore we cry out, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we had in the time of our kingship, in the time of our splendor, in the time when we were in Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. And now, habites es asher lanu ke'es begola, and take a look at what has come to us and what has befallen us. Now look at the contrast in the golos, ureis ke'paseinu, and now look at our shame compared to masa kavod shehayu lanu oz, in comparison to the kavod, in comparison to the glory that we once had in times of past. And perhaps this is what gives us the license to say Eicha, because what is really Eicha? What is really what Akina is all about? The Megillus, the Medrash, the Megillus Rus quotes Rav Nachman Amar, Ein Lashon Eicha El Akina. The Lashon Eicha represents Kina. What's the reference? As it says, Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam, as Hashem called out to Adam Arishon, Vayomelo Ayeka Oilecha. That Hashem called to Adam Arishon and said, Ayeka Oilecha, it's an Oilecha, it's a terrible, terrible, horrible calamity upon you, an Oilecha, it's an Eicha, but literally Ayeka means, where are you? And when we cry out Eicha, and when we just lament, Oy Eicha, how could such a thing be? We're also supposed to remember the Ayeka. We're supposed to remember, where are you? Where are we? Where are we compared to where we once were? Where we once were? Where are we compared to the greatness that we once had, the greatness that we once experienced? And when we realize just how far we have fallen, how empty our lives are without the Beis HaMikdash, without being able to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can truly experience the Chorban HaBayis. We can truly experience the mourning of the day of Tisha B'Av that we are supposed to feel, that we are supposed to internalize, in order that we should be worthy to be able to move on from here to the nechama of being able to see the Beis HaMikdash restored to its glory, restored to its pristine state, where we actually have the aspiration to go back to once what we once know that we were, this great nation with a great Beis HaMikdash, with a tremendous spiritual connectiveness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we realize what we have lost, then we have the capacity to return to it.